Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 18th of March. Yesterday, the OECD revised down its growth outlook for the United States as erratic policy and the effect of tax threats against the US consumer take their toll. The OECD does not, sadly, have any special insight relative to other economists, and the financial markets are nearly always ahead of the organisation in changing forecast views. So the announcement itself is very unlikely to impact financial markets. The OECD's projections are simply a reminder of the shift to a more cautious narrative that has emerged around US growth over the past couple of months. It is important to recognise that the polarised political environment in the States means that the extremes of pessimism and optimism are both probably overdone. But it's not plausible to suggest that the unpredictability of policy and the likelihood of significant additional tax burdens on US consumers can occur without some economic consequence. The US data flow shows both the polarization and the policy risks. The drop in another business sentiment poll must surely be exaggerated by political bias, or at least by a perception of the economy unduly shaped by media narratives. The retail sales numbers were more mixed, however. The decline in restaurant spending has caused some concerns, as this is something that is often cut early as fears about the future start to emerge. The animal spirits of the US consumer are important to maintaining the strong foundation for growth with which the US began the year. Israel's attacks on Gaza overnight have led to a slight increase in the price of oil, but markets are unlikely to react too aggressively to the resumption of hostilities. At this stage, it seems unlikely that the attacks will threaten oil supplies, and investor focus is likely to remain on the growth story and the demand side. The data calendar is rather second tier today. The German ZEW survey of economic forecasters is just another sentiment poll, although one might presume the quality of the responses is higher than average, as it is generally economists who are asked for their views. This will show the reaction to the changing fiscal priorities of the German government and the prospect for increased defence spending. From the States, there are important export prices for February. The import price inflation represents the prices before trade taxes are imposed, as of course it's the US buyer that has to pay the tax, and so this is the reference price index on which the tax will be levied. It's too soon to see what effects supply chain rerouting and other factors will have on import prices, but this will be something to watch in the coming months. Industrial production data is also due from the States, but that's less relevant to investors. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.